After losing two June by-elections, BC United also lost fundraising momentum. The Kevin Falcon-led party reported $399,209.70 in contributions for the July to September quarter, according to the Thursday-released Elections BC political fundraising reports. While that is better than the $355,852.80 from the same quarter in 2022, it is substantially less than the $768,091.62 BC United raised in 2023's second quarter. Through three quarters, the official opposition party has raised $1.8 million. The BCNDP, meanwhile, took in $867,611.92 during the summer, 12% less than the $988,265.53 in 2022's third quarter. The year-to-date total is almost $2.65 million, an $850,000 advantage over BC United. The NDP lead over BC United had shrunk to $380,000 at the midway point of the year. The next scheduled election is October 19, 2024. Of the NDP donors, nearly 800 gave greater than $250, $433,044.82, and 6,686 gave $250 or less, $434,957.10. BC United reported 448 donations more than $250, $257,510.31, and 2,949 for $250 or less, $141,654.40. BC United, known as the BC Liberals until April 12, included on their list of prohibited donations a sum of $1,267.67 returned October 11 to Falcon, because he had exceeded the contribution limit. The 2023 ceiling on individual donations to each registered party, including candidates and constituency associations, is $1,401.40. Falcon already contributed $1,401 on February 16, the same day his wife Jessica gave $1,401. The NDP appears to be sustaining its momentum. There are 15 party events listed on its website, including November 4 campaigning in the NDP-held North Vancouver Lonsdale and North Vancouver Seymour ridings and a November 15 reception at the Hotel Grand Pacific with Premier David Eby. The BC United website lists only two upcoming events, both featuring Falcon, at the Grove Vale Golf Club in Victoria on November 8 and the Royal Seafood Restaurant in Richmond on November 24. The latter event features Richmond Centre candidate Wendy Yuan. Meanwhile, the BC Greens reported $161,711.48 in contributions during the third quarter, but returned $100 to federal co-leader Elizabeth May on August 10 for exceeding her 2023 limit. The Conservative Party of BC, under leader John Rusted, reported $52,562.19. The party gained official status in the legislature after the September 13 defection of Abbotsford South BC United MLA Bruce Banman to the Conservatives. The summertime quarter also included the half-year, taxpayer-funded allowance payments on July 15, based on vote totals in the 2020 election, NDP, $786,086, BC United, $556,629.50, Greens, $248,632.12, and Conservatives, $31,414.25.